Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
So I'm watching, popping around, and I'm tired of watching build this, build that, catch this, catch that, dig for this, dig for that. So I kind of start surfing yesterday afternoon, and I stop on the Smithsonian Channel, and I wish I wouldn't have, because boy, oh boy, are we in for it when Yellowstone goes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's gonna go. I saw all
super volcano.
I
under
saw the data.
Okay. Is the Earth bulging up some more?
Not only is it bulging, it's shifting by about an inch a year.
Mm-hmm.
From to the southwest.
Well,
all our,
you know,
plates
Revelation,
are moved. Our
book of Revelation talks about fire and brimstone.
Well, yeah, well, it's coming. That's right under Yellowstone right now. And it's shown some extra activity over the last couple of decades. The magma,
mm-hmm,
that's percolating down there, it's working its way to the surface. It's been working its way up by about 2 inches a year.
With satellites.
Yeah, but they can see into the Earth, because they had like images that they had, you know, mm-hmm, put together of this. It's like a big tower of magma or lava or whatever you want to call it. It's not like it's a big lake. It's a tower. It's like shooting down into the Earth. I always thought it was just a big, like an ocean of this stuff underneath us that was horizontal to us. No, it's vertical, like when it launches, yeah, it's going to fire off like a rocket with all the energy that it's producing.
Yeah.
And it goes, geez, I wish I would have written these numbers down. They showed Mount St. Helens blowing in 1980.
Okay. Is that part of the same volcano?
No. No,
complex.
Different. That blew the side of the mountain off in 1980, and there was ash that spread to 18 different states over the course of 11 days.
Yeah.
You know, it was a disaster out west. And they showed the scale of that explosion, you know, like a little on a chart. Here's what that would look like compared to what, mm-hmm, Yellowstone's going to look like from what we know has happened in the past. There's been three other eruptions over hundreds of thousands of years out at Yellowstone, you know, that they know about. And those things were at least 100 times bigger. I mean, they put the little,
do we get
a
it?
Little poof cloud. Oh, the world gets it. They're talking about, yeah, what do they call it? A volcanic winter.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be bad. Better buy some cans of food.
Right, so those...
I don't know what else to do about...
Well,
it's a pretty serious topic. This could be really, really bad.
Sure.
And
oh, it's going to be.
And I'm reading right now, we'll have less warning, you know, than we think.
How? No, we have guys watching it. We have...
analyzing minerals in fossilized ash from most of the mega eruption the last time it happened, Arizona State University think the supervolcano last woke up after two influxes, I don't know how they know this, of fresh magma flowed into the reservoir below the caldera. If it erupts again, we may have far less advanced warning time than we thought.
There's been extra activity out in Yellowstone as far as earthquakes and plates shifting and things getting kind of cockeyed. And
until now, geologists had thought it would take centuries for the supervolcano to make the transition from dormant to active.
Well, dormant's a weird term, because it's active. It's not dormant at all. It's percolating around down there. Mm-hmm. Things are happening. Dormant sounds like, yeah, it's been 200 years and we haven't seen a puff of smoke out of this thing. Right? You go to Yellowstone to see the majesty of it all, you know, the hot water percolating out of the earth.
Sure, the fact that
the gas is being released.
The hot part of the center of the earth is
right
bubbled
here.
Up right,
yeah,
underneath.
So I dormant. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's ever
not shooting, you know, hot ash into the into the sky.
And to show you how much it's changed just in my visits out west, places that were like, oh, that's really cool. When
are they closed now?
There's not. No, there's. They've all dried up. You have to go to other parts of the park now to see because that ran out of energy, but now there's something going on over here. Because we went to this one place where it was beautiful. It was just the colors from all the different minerals that had collected on the rock and the water running over it for years. It was like, wow, this is really, really cool. We went back there a few years ago. It's like, what happened here? And they said, it's done. It just tapped out. Where do I go to see that now? You know, in the park. Where do I go?
Somewhere else.
Yeah, somewhere else, not here. So,
2013 study showed that the magma reservoir that feeds the supervolcano is about 2.5 times larger than previous estimates. Yeah, all that stuff under your feet, it's not just sitting there doing nothing.
No, it's moving.
It's moving around.
Yeah. A lot of energy down below us.
Scientists also think the reservoir is drained after every monster blast, so that they thought it should take a long time to refill.
So even
when was the last monster blast? Are we talking about millions of years ago or 1,000 years? We don't know what was going on this continent 1,000 years ago.
There's been
right?
three big ones. Geologists have found the ash all over the world from that eruption.
Okay.
The three different eruptions. So they know that it covered the globe when it happened. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen.
So good luck
right,
with that.
Right. I don't know what to do with it. Where do I go? I already live in Wisconsin. I'm not out by Yellowstone. I'm not out in
climate change. Climate change.
Right. This is the thing that's going to get us.
So there's no you can't vent anything by drilling deep holes.
It's already venting. Yeah. It's venting now. It vents every hour at Old Faithful. Hell, we built bleachers around it to watch it vent. We built hotels there where you can stay and watch it vent. Yeah. Not enough. I think we've discussed that, haven't we? Like, well, can't we just drill and pierce and let some of the pressure out like a big pimple?
A nice gentle whoosh of air.
rather than letting it build up like a relationship. If you talk, you relieve the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and rather than letting everything back up and build up, pile up until all of a sudden, bam, you've got a big explosion on your hands. So I don't know. And it's not that far down. Like 400 feet or so.
400 feet.
I think they said at 400 feet at some areas below Yellowstone, the temperature is 450 degrees. And I remember that temperature because I thought, oh, that's about the temperature I cook a pizza.
Right.
I thought that'll be easy to remember.
It's
right.
Pizza cooking temperature.
Right. Like
without any work on our part.
A little more than a football field below you.
Wow.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, it is. It is to me.
Yeah. I don't know, to geologists, this may be, oh, yeah, wake up, dummy. Oh, you're just finding this out? I'll forget it, too. It'll be news to me in 6 months again. Just 400 feet below me. Yeah, I know. We talked about it in January, but I'll forget.
Well, I remember, I don't know if it's a thing now, but when everyone was talking about like naturally heated homes by shooting pipes way down into the earth.
Sure.
Your home would always be, I don't know, 55 degrees or something.
I don't know how those things work.
I don't hear about them so much now anymore. I think because gas has stopped fluctuating.
A couple houses ago.
So badly.
The guy next door to me put, what are they called?
But my point was, if you did that around the Yellowstone area, what's the payoff there?
Turn down the heat.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees all the time, and I only dug down 20 feet.
Rock, you were the last one to be out in that area. Do you have anything to report about Yellowstone? Did it seem extra bubbly or?
It seemed very bubbly, but yeah. I think it, I don't know if it's extra.
The locals weren't saying, boy, she's really bubbling this summer.
No. There was a lot of bubbling going on, but, you know, I think that happens all the time there.
Yeah. I may have to make the Smithsonian one of my favorite channels, spend more time there.
Yeah.
I, don't, I
give you more things to worry about.
I can't just do brain damage every day by watching Teen Mom and some guy swearing at a crab.
Even the news, even the news gives you, is like giving yourself brain damage
now.
You
just think so?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so full of so many stupid things.
Sure. That's all it is. It's just attention grabbing stuff. That's how we're sliding to idiocracy.
It's day four of the Oprah campaign. They asked President Trump what, you know, would happen if he ran against Oprah or what. They asked him about it. So the Oprah thing goes on.
She's got to get her backyard cleaned up first.
Right. She's got
a
mudslides to worry about that side. Yeah. As weird as the weather is today.
I thought you were talking like that 7-Up commercial. Big backyard, yeah, you know. I'll check out the backyard on Oprah. It's got a mudslide.
sounds like we're sexist or racist. No,
the temperature drop of today as opposed to, you know, the mudslide stuff. That's horrible. That is terrifying. There was a news story about some woman hanging on. Her son saw her hanging onto her back door, and then she was gone.
I saw video of a guy looking out. You'll probably see it today because I just saw it this morning. I don't know if it ran last night, and I just got it today. A guy who's at his parents' house, and he looks out the front door, and he just starts yelling, "Get in the house!" And he's videotaping. He's got his phone with him, and you see a wall of like
just
garbage coming down the street, and he's yelling, "Wake up, Dad! We gotta get out of here!"
Too late.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of an idea what they were looking at and how quickly it was on.
What's the warning on that? I mean,
it didn't seem like there was much.
Why was the guy shooting video?
Well, it was raining. I don't know if they were told, you know. I don't know why he was shooting, but he was, and man, there it was, like someone's front yard comes racing down the street.
Yeah. That's pretty freaky.
And it was garbage, I would say 10 feet high. I don't know if the water was that high, but it was big and it was moving very, very quickly.
Why do we live here? Ask yourself that when it's 30 below. No, because we don't have that.
For the beautiful 55, 56 degree mornings in January.
The super volcano. Or the mudslide area or hurricanes.
Man, I tell you, those mountains are worth living out there, though, aren't they, Rock? The scenery. Oh, it is, man. Just if I could be
where's
promised
a safe mountain zone where you don't get the
Here's another thing I learned too. There used to be, okay, now I wish I had written this down because I'm just casually watching. One of these blasts that happened hundreds of thousands of years ago completely wiped out a whole different mountain range that was out in that area.
Really?
It's just gone.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know how they know that, but this is what they do. I'm here telling jokes. I don't let them tell me what jokes to tell. I won't tell them if there was a mountain range or not out there before.
Really? Right. How do you know?
A mountain range.
And we're pray tell. that's really, when you use pray tell.
Oh, yeah.
That's about as
throwing down
over the top as you can get when you're being condescending.
He said, pray tell.
Yeah. Oh, and where pray tell might these mountain ranges be now?
Mm-hmm. Did you just pray tell me?
Yeah, I did. I don't even know what. Pray tell. What does that mean?
I think you're going back to Charles II days on that one. You know, long time ago.
It's an unnecessary word in that kind of sentence. And what, pray tell, do you mean by
there's
that?
A more kind of fairy storyline like prithee, which means the same thing. Prithee.
I would be more than willing to live out in Yellowstone, if you want to call it Ground Zero, if I knew I would be killed instantly by the blast.
Went off?
Yeah, if I could.
How close can you get to Old Faithful or some
not?
Of that
not
stuff?
Very well. I don't know how close you have to get. I mean, because they're talking about the whole thing,
right?
Going.
Well, you said you want to go in the first instance.
Yeah, so I want to be gone.
How close can you get?
I don't want to be laying there or waiting for the second blast or the third blast to get me. Or...
Let me find you a town.
Okay.
Gardner,
Wyoming.
Yeah.
Or is it in
Montana? That's Montana.
How about West Yellowestone?
Sure.
That's a town right out. That's at the west gate.
Gardner is right at the north end of Yellowstone.
There aren't towns in the park, right? I mean, there's...
No,
there's not towns in the park.
Like Teton Village or Jackson are surrounded by Yellowstone. Here's a place called Hoback.
We stayed basically in Teton Village.
Yeah. So that's just a place where
The
tourists come.
That's basically a ranger-made town with cabins
like for employees
stuff.
And stuff?
For visitors.
How about Red Lodge, Montana? That looks really
close. That sounds
close.
Nice, doesn't it?
It does.
Where's
Bear
he come
Creek?
Out of? He come out of Red Lodge.
It's on Highway 212, right going into Yellowstone. There. Oh, here's a town called Pray, like P-R-A-Y.
How far away?
It doesn't look very far.
Okay. I'd be okay there.
10, 20 miles.
I said ground zero.
Well, yeah,
it's going to blow up the whole country, Bob. It should get you.
It's not close enough.
Right.
You ought to be right on the border then, right? Like, here's this straight line. Here's the straight line between this is Yellowstone here, and I think this is Idaho right here.
I think most of the geothermal activity is to the north end of the park, right?
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember.
You want to be on Hebgen Lake? There's some. It doesn't look like there's even a town there. You just could live in the kind of the wilderness area.
I don't really want to live in the. I want to have a computer
sure
and stuff.
I'm sure there's electricity.
I want to have internet.
There's roads.
Yeah. We can do that with satellite.
Yeah, I'm not talking
about
anywhere.
Coach Inn is right here. Look at
the
this.
What?
Here we go. Here's a little town.
All right.
Yeah, West Yellowstone Vacation Rentals, Cabins West Lodging. Stagecoach Inn is right here. This little town right here.
Do you think that's the place for me?
Yeah.
All right.
Right there. It's as close as you can get.
All right. Sign me up. Go to Zillow.
Corners highways 191 and 20.
What do they have as far as like supermarkets or?
I'm sure
like
they have plenty. They got a Days Inn here and a.
Okay.
Three Bear Lodge.
Yeah, I need a place to buy groceries, not just another place to sleep.
Oh, you're good there. This is a town. This is a little town.
Is there a Kmart? big red.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's some place where you can buy hardware and clothes.
Right. Blah, blah, blah. Right. Nyes?
Does Nyes have a West Yellowstone? Yeah, I think you're good. I think this is the town for you. We'll put you on Madison Avenue.
Okay.
Right down the middle of town.
Go to Zillow. See if there's any houses available in that town.
Got to find a name for it here.
Oh, you don't know the name of the town?
I think it's West Yellowstone.
Oh, I stayed in West Yellowstone. I don't want to live there. No,
that's a tourist area.
I went to the gas station.
Yeah, but people have to live and work there just to.
Well, here, let me.
Yeah, that's
service to tourists.
Right. That's the main industry out there.
When I was in West Yellowstone, we had been in the park for a couple of days, and I was just, end of the day, and I said, I'm going to go find a driving range and hit golf balls. I may have told you guys this. So I'm at the gas station. I say to the guy at the gas station, is there a driving range or anything like that around here? And he goes, oh, no, we don't do that. No, we don't have a driving range.
We don't do that out here.
He said, but he said, here was his suggestion, and I thought it was very, very friendly of him. He said, if you want, you could probably go out to the airport and just hit some balls out there if you want.
Really?
Yes.
That's fine. Good.
But then you got to have your own bucket of balls and you got to pick them up.
Walk around for 4 hours looking for them.
I was like,
hey, do you want to get it done or not? What do you want to do? Here, how about being right on the corner of Geyser Street and Fire Hole Avenue.
There you go. That's got to be ground zero right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the corner. Hole. Geyser and Fire Hole. I do want to be there.
You're out
I
there
do.
On Fire Hole, aren't you? Yeah. I'm a Fire
Hole. Ooh, wouldn't want to live there.
You're out there on Fire Hole, right? So you're in that place out there to Fire Hole, right?
Up like a hot wings
Geyser
place.
Too.
Fire Hole Hot Wings.
Yeah.